Of 70 miles an hour, that's where we start with Tropical Storm Debbie. Hope you are battening the hatches in parts of Florida still. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we begin, as I said. Apparently, there was tornadoes in the central part of the state. Killed, actually, one woman. Emergency op people say there was two twisters that ripped up four homes in the southern end of one of the counties in Highland County, it is, in central Florida. A woman was found dead in a home in Venus. Now, that's part of the state that's between, if I were to look at a map, between Sarasota and a place called Port St. Lucie. If you're thinking, you know, games, Grapefruit League games, that's where a bunch of teams have locations. Anyway, there was also a child that was in one of the houses that was injured. There were other people that were injured. 70 mile an hour winds, nothing to sneeze at. Debbie's Eye, 115 miles south-southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River in Louisiana, is the latest I have from the National Hurricane Center. And they're still not sure where it's going to end up. That's the problem. They're not expecting a lot of movement right now, and they have some weak currents. You know, when they look at a map and you talk about the winds and where they're going, because that's how you look to determine if it's going to strengthen or is it going to get weaker. But these offshoot tornadoes are the huge concern. When did it start to be that you get a tropical storm, a hurricane, and then, oh, yes, there could be these offshoot tornadoes, by the way? That's happened a bunch lately with tropical storms. So they got still some worries about tornado warnings to get them out because they're worried about a tornado or a twister strike. They were worried about that through most of Sunday. And even heading into Monday, a tornado watch is in effect for most of western Florida all the way into the wee hours, 5 a.m. on Monday. So if the tornadoes don't happen, the rain is pounding, that rain you just heard, and strong wind causing a lot of problems for people really all over Florida. If you think of St. Petersburg, it's just mush and water. It's like a lagoon around a lot of people's houses. There's no let up in the rain. You know, typically if you have a thunderstorm in Florida, think about it. If you're listening to me from Florida, you know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been there, it's a very strange deal. All of a sudden, boom, you're getting whipped around. It's a thunderstorm. You got an umbrella up, and then 20 minutes later, it's gone. But this is that driving rain in Reddington Beach, all over Clearwater, shutting down the Skyway Bridge at one point, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge that's on 275. It connects St. Petersburg and Bradenton, Florida. It was too risky. And the concern is what's going to happen from Mississippi and Alabama and then east of that. What's going to happen, of course, then it would have to go through Florida Panhandle, talking about maybe 15 inches of rain in the Panhandle and in northern Florida. They're even saying in some spots, boy, as much as people who have lived through a drought would say, oh, to get that rain, you really don't want 25 inches, and they're talking about 25 inches. What a combination. What a deadly combination. Oh, boy, that is. And see, here's what happens. You got to think about this. What is in the Gulf of concern to any of us who are not going down there on vacation this week? Of course, it's the platforms. You have people working on 596, to be exact, manned oil and gas production platforms all over the Gulf. So they have to evacuate people. They can't have them out there, you know, not the non-essential people anyway. They got to get them out of there. All right, speaking of evacuations, boy, in Colorado, the fire near Pikes Peak forced 11,000 people to grab their pictures, their underwear, their valuables, and get out of Dodge. Here's a couple of comments about that.
kind of scary, and it's almost surreal now being by these with these helicopters flying and seeing all the smoke and smelling the smoke.
Ugh. Yeah, imagine that, the smell of that in your face. As I was a television reporter at one point, and, you know, when you're a general assignments reporter, which I started out as, you get sent on those fires, and you learn a lot about what firefighters have to go through and how they build these lines, and depending on where the winds are, how you try to contain it. And it's just been awful there. Rocky Mountains, just all that area in there, tough for the people, because 11,000 people is a lot to evacuate. A lot of tourists, boom, done. Got to get them out of the hotels. How long? Don't know. Could be a couple of days. Could be much longer than that. A lot of fire crews from all over the place trying to do whatever they can to help those poor folks who are stuck as a result of it. All right, that's not the only place. Listen to what it sounds like in a part of Utah where they're dealing with fire as well.
The winds have been difficult through the day. They pushed it really fast across the mountains to the north. They have made it difficult, and that's why it's growing and spread the way it has.
Mm. So same thing. I mean, you had to evacuate. You have tough winds. You have the fire lines that are they're forming fire lines, using anyone they can to be out there to help battle that. It's interesting because just last week we were talking about that Duluth flood in Minnesota and how brutal that storm was in Minnesota. See, it's like everybody gets to be, unfortunately, on the wheel of Mother Nature. You're right there, just, it could be your turn. There could be a flood. There could be fire. That's just kind of stuff that you got to prepare for. And it's time of year for hurricanes. I mean, this is hurricane season, so tropical storms, fires also. If you have drought conditions or something sparks it up, like in Duluth, they were talking about the fact that the flooding was so bad, the water was so high on some of the main roads that you had, you know, cars submerged up to the rooftops. But it had a weird thing happen, too. They say because of that, the Lake Superior Zoo area, you had some seals that were out. You had seals that were out, and they were trying. There was at least one or two, and they had a seal. They were trying to get away from traffic. They were concerned about it. People were calling 911, trying to do whatever they could to help the seal that was flopping around because of what happened at the flooding of the zoo. Ooh, awful. And you know what? Same thing. What are they doing? The zoo floods, and so people that lived close to the zoo were concerned about about all the animals that were in the zoo. Things you're not thinking of. Yes, we might get some bad storms, but are you thinking that you're going to get how many inches of water that's going to turn your house and your neighbor's house into maybe just a stopping off point where you're trying to get into a boat or you're trying to get away? And so that's what all these people have in common, trying to take cover and duck from the elements, whether it's the flood aftermath, whether it's the wildfire and to get out of Dodge, or whether it's worried about tornadoes or worried about a tropical storm turning into a full-blown hurricane. So batten the hatches out there, people. Speaking of battening the hatches, we're talking healthcare and decisions and repercussions next.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight. Say your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
All right, coming up, the weekly and the Daily Salute. How about that? Talk about yin and yang. That's coming up in our next segment. But before we get to that, let's talk about the big, big week in store for all of us, because healthcare affects every single one of us. Maybe you're concerned about your healthcare being rocked because of a decision of 9 people in robes. Good thinking. Because there are some things that are going to happen. You know, we're talking about the Senate. The Senate is sitting here worried about what's going to happen with this financial cliff that we could fall over in the beginning of the next year, right? And the $1.2 trillion, what they call the sequester, just how awful it's going to be. So the Senate is demanding to know the accounting of the damage from that $1.2 trillion. They want to know what's going to happen with the spending cuts. So while they're focused on that, there is a sleeping giant that is going to happen that's going to rock the Capitol, because it's the legislative people who are going to deal with the fallout, the people that represent you and me. So get ready to get your dialing skills in order, because you might not be happy with the decision, and if you're not, then you're going to want to get on those phones and blast the people that represent you, because that's ultimately the way to get the satisfaction, I'm telling you. I've said it from day one when I've jumped on the show, and it doesn't matter, social media changes in the ways we can contact people. The good old-fashioned phone call and adding up those phone calls, is what leads to action. So you might get ready to do that. Depending on how you look at this, Obamacare, what do you say? Do you want to see all of it go away, parts of it go away? Are you strictly an all or nothing person? I think almost everyone agrees that 26, keeping somebody on a policy until they're 26, you have a kid, gets out of school, is trying to find a job, trying to pay back some loans, trying to get their feet on the ground, even if they get lucky and they get a decent job and all these other things, they're still scrambling around, right? They're trying to find their bearings, get their bearings in the great, you know, case, in a good case scenario. Worst case scenarios, they're just really sunk and can't find anything, and they're living at home. There's no way they could afford an apartment or a place or any of that. And a lot of us end up going back home anyway and then bouncing back out of the house. It's very, very common and smart, by the way, because you get to save a little bit of money to bounce back out of the nest. So there's all kinds of scenarios flying around out there. I don't see why that is such a bad thing. I think that should be, certainly. Why not keep that one in there? The pre-existing condition, I would agree with too, but that can get dicey. And the reason it gets dicey is because in breaking down the scenarios of healthcare, what ultimately is going to happen with that? Meaning, is it going to be all or part, or what happens with businesses when the ruling comes down anytime Monday through Thursday? And maybe the Supreme surprised everybody, because I thought we wouldn't see any kind of a decision here until Thursday, but maybe, you know, just to kind of keep us off balance, there is the majority opinion is released on Monday. It wouldn't be that shocking. So this might be your last chance to weigh in on what you would like to see happen. Do you want to see this torn up, unconstitutional, forget it, we got to have something else happen here? Or do you think it would be better to see parts of this stay, have part of it stay intact, and just push out some of it? Now, if you're not cranky and you're still alive and thriving out there, because it's always tough heading into a new week, you can definitely throw in your two cents. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left. I always invite everyone to chime in on the overnight party, and this is the place to do it. Sometimes we talk about flying saucers like the very famous guy down the dial, but right now we're talking about healthcare, your healthcare and mine. Aliens can't help us with that. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. By the way, just as kind of an aside here, I read a story about a guy who thought he was dying, was diagnosed with fatal cancer. Fatal. You have 3 months to live. It was like, I think it was pancreatic cancer is what they told him he had. So what did he do? Naturally kicked up his heels, said, I'm an optimist. I don't think I'm, you know, okay, 3 months. I'm going to spend every dime I have. I'm going to spend all my savings. I'm going to live it up. I'm going to say hi to everyone. I'm going to travel around. I'm going to help out my family. I'm going to do it all. And then he finds out the diagnosis was wrong. Well, I'd say to that guy, okay, so you're shocked initially because now you realize you have blown a whole lot of dough and you have to support yourself, but you can sue, as I would say, never. I'm not a sue happy person, but I would say in this case, I would sue, because he was, first of all, he had to live with that he thought he was dying, and then it turns out it was a complete bungled misdiagnosis. I think you got to go after someone, at least get the money back that he spent thinking he had the money. Because he might have had a good time and had the right attitude, but he couldn't have been feeling good thinking that in the back of his head he was gonna die. All right, so ultimately back to this. The court is expected to make its decision. We know that sometime this week for sure. It's probably the most high-profile case that affects all of us since Bush versus Gore in 2000. Because remember that whole election stuff. We're not going to go back into the hanging chads, but you know what I'm saying. Now what's being discussed is people who have companies who want to know what's going to happen, what it's going to, because remember there were a lot of companies that said when the law is fully implemented, it was going to cost them too much money. So they were going to have to cut jobs. There were a lot of companies that said they were going to have to cut jobs or not be able to offer health care and just say that they would cover, they would give you extra money for health care or whatever, but they weren't going to cover it anymore because they couldn't afford to do it. So anything short of a full repeal of the law might, does it create uncertainty? Does it create higher cost? Does it put us in the middle of the vortex still? Or can you take a few things out? Like, I think, I mean, the middle ground for the court anyway is to take out the controversial individual mandate. They pluck that out, say it's unconstitutional, leave the rest of it intact. I mean, Congress is going to scramble. Insurers are going to have to scramble. Businesses are going to have to figure it out for sure. But if the mandate is struck down, what's going to happen is probably the insurance companies will go back to Congress and they're going to ask for more reform. And because they're going to be worried of what's going to happen, people dumping out of the insurance market. Because what the insurance people were saying is if everyone has to be insured, then they can make up the money in the premiums by the amount of people that would then be foisted back into insurance, the 20 million. I mean, listen, they have to come up with something. They have to come up with incentives. There has to be consumerish solutions, don't you think, to health insurance? I mean, there has to be a way to have something across state lines, to erase the state lines so that you can get affordable coverage, and then companies could get affordable coverage. If there was free enterprise, if there was more competition, then that would provide, I think, a better healthcare solution if that was the case. If you could do that, if they could erase the state lines. So the Supreme Court, I mean, who knows, does the Supreme Court, do they help us get to that point from point A to B faster, or do they kill it? We don't know at this point. There's been massive speculation, but honestly, because that's where job creation, I think, has been stuck too. So many people afraid to create jobs because they can't offer what they thought they could offer, and they're afraid they're going to have to lop off people. So I figure individual mandate is what they're going to do. Leave everything else on the table and take out individual mandate. What do you say? What are you hoping for? 855-266-KATE? Or just shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in, just like that.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Walks further down the street with the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one down, and another one down. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
All right, thanks for being locked and loaded on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're off to a fabulous start of your week, especially you third shifters, because you probably are getting off your first third shift of the week, or maybe for some people, I used to have Sunday and Monday off. It's for some people, you're off. Maybe you're listening, you're off. You're hanging out, you're a late night person. We love it. Whatever you're doing, it's cool. You're invited. And you can jam on the phone lines. Where are the callers? Where are you? Are you awake? Are you passive tonight? Lots of emails, but nobody's being vocal. I think it's texting. I blame texting. Nobody talks on the phone. I can't remember the last time I had a conversation with one of my friends on the phone. They just text you everything. Here's what happened. Okay. And then if you're going to make plans, boom, just text you. No conversation. No confirmation. The confirmation is on the email. So that's like talk radio now. Everybody shoots the emails. And you can shoot us an email lots of different ways, just by going to the website americatonight.net, click on contact. If you have press 4, which you can get on the website, it's easy, then you can do that on your phone too. You can get the email that way just by saying America Tonight email. How easy is that? America Tonight poll, America Tonight contest. Then you can actually have like a couple of phrases out there in the air. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. All right, the boo. Oh, I've been chomping at the bit to get on the air to talk about the boo of the month. The boo is this. boo to Jerry Sandusky. Everybody now concerned, worried about him because, oh, he's on suicide watch. Why is he on suicide watch? Because in the courtroom, all he heard was guilty, 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 guilty over and over again. In fact, the 12-person jury late Friday night convicted him on 45 of 48 counts. Yes, and it was all the convictions related to the 10 victims with, you know, all these convictions related to the people that testified, the three not guilty verdicts applying to just three individuals. And I'm sorry, there's nothing at this point. These are grown men who have had their lives ripped apart. You know, and I say this all the time, anybody who's in the psychology, psychiatric business, you know, you can shrink someone's head. And I'm not saying this flippantly because I know people, therapy has helped a lot of people, but I don't know how you block that out of your head. I think it's a very rough road to go down, and to take the trust of a little boy and do that is just, it's just sickening. So the former Penn State, football coach who was allowed to do what he did for however many years. I mean, this is a guy who was at Penn State forever. There's no question the victims now get some, I guess, vindication, if you will. Revenge is just not a word that works here. I don't know. And what's going to happen to Penn State? Because I'm thinking Penn State's going to have to settle with a whole bunch of people for what happened. A whole bunch of people. There's a great law in the books, and I talked about it last week in Florida, relating to victims, saying that if people don't report crimes that at institutions or in certain areas, that would happen is they would be, could be prosecuted, and they would suffer financially and all this other stuff. They would be fined and whatever. And I think that's good, because the one thing that Jerry Sandusky did is he definitely shined a light on some of the things that are happening in other universities or other places, camps, etc., where young boys trust the coach, trust the leader of whatever troop they're involved in or whatever. And that's not to blanket so many great men out there who would think it's awful and can't believe that somebody would break that trust. But it just makes people more aware of the possibilities. Because remember, this is a microcosm of society like anything else. He certainly can't be the only one. Remember, jurors heard from eight guys, young guys, who testified that as boys, Sandusky forced them to engage in all kinds of things in the showers in Penn State. A lot, that's where that happened. Hotel rooms, basement of his house, other places. And this was at least 15 years that, 15 years that they went through. All these people went through different things for a couple of years. And, you know, the whole thing is the fact that he had the charity that he established and how many people were connected to that charity and blah, blah, blah. So he should be sentenced in about 90 days, but it's 60 years, it's life. I mean, this is the rest of his life. So he's on suicide watch. It's just a precautionary thing. His lawyer says that he's not suicidal, and they just wanted to put the precautions in place or whatever. He's going to be sent, they say, most likely to a sex offender unit in the state prison system, but he'll find out his fate at the sentencing thing. The defense lawyers tried to postpone the trial. It didn't happen. So I think that was brilliant. It needed to move forward. And I doubt that he wins on the appeal. And his lawyers say he's not ready to admit to crimes and accept defeat. His defense team has already announced plans to appeal. I mean, give me a break. And he had no remorse, nothing. No emotion on his face, just accepted it. That's it. That's it. Nothing. I mean, wow. I guess a couple of tears, they say, kind of trickled out of his face because he might have thought that somehow he was going to beat it. But these victims had their day in court and they got to him, so that's a good thing. He leaves in handcuffs and then he'll await the sentencing process. And we'll see what Penn State has to, do as a result of this. And you wonder about his wife, Dottie Sandusky. He had boys in the basement and nothing. There was boys that said one boy said he was screaming in the basement. I mean, I have a very, very rough time understanding the psychology behind that. What is she in serious denial or what's that about? Oh, it's just terrible. She had to have known. How many hundreds of times did he leave to go down into the basement? I mean, that is just so key to me. So key. And you wonder, too, with the settlements. I guess the settlements aren't being handled privately, I guess. I'm not sure. All right, so anyway, good riddance with Jerry Sandusky. We move on to the Daily Salute, maybe. Depends on how you feel about Smash. Anybody get hooked into Smash? NBC had one of their dramas, and it just got hammered by critics and whatnot. The whole plot, the whole thing was about trying to become a Broadway star, basically, and so the ratings weren't very good, except for they moved up the time that it aired, and that made kind of a difference. And the DVR was big. Somehow what happened was people DVR'd Smash. So over a couple of days of playback, they kept adding viewers to their category, and they call it Live Plus 7 ratings. So it includes a playback of recorded TV shows over 1 week. And they added 2.5 million viewers over 7 days. And they average a 3.3 rating in the 18 to 49 category. And the two other big CBS dramas, Hawaii Five-0 and CSI, also had a 3.3. So playback, who knew this? This is why this is interesting. Playback is a huge factor in determining how many people like a show. That can save a show. Smash. They're gonna keep it. That means all those actors still have gigs. So I guess that's the Daily Salute. I bet you nobody in this audience watches Smash. I've already told you my shows, and usually I'm DVRing them too if I watch it. Breaking Bad and Homeland. And they're all coming back. So if I was going to DVR something, it would be that. I don't think I'm a Smash person, frankly. I'm not making, I mean, hey, to each his own. I'd probably be more likely to watch Hawaii Five-0, but since I don't watch a lot of TV, and I always tape everything, so I'm usually watching it on tape. Who knew? Coming up in our next segment, man, you're not going to believe this story. You know, you see these TV commercials about side effects. They go over and over about if you take this drug, it's going to cause you XYZ. Your eyeballs are going to bulge out. You're going to feel like the back of your head was blown up. Your kneecaps are going to collapse suddenly when you start to take some of these different drugs that are offered to do, this one incredible thing for you. So side effects and perhaps some deception in between. What drug am I talking about? You might have taken it. I'll tell you next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street Casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Healthcare could come down Monday, although that'd be shocking. The Supreme Court certainly isn't releasing it. It is a secret that is kept close to the vest when the majority opinion is going to come out. I'm thinking still Thursday. We'll see. We're going to be here. We're in our bunker, our America Tonight bunker, and we're going to be talking about it. You can always weigh in the meantime. 855-266-KATE. After all, the wah, wah, wah. Over healthcare, I know that you know what you want to see happen. What do you say is going to happen here, and what would you like to see happen? More importantly, let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I agree with you on the opening up the state lines for insurance. You know, that'd be a guaranteed thing. It's one of those, you know, everybody across the whole country, you know, the one thing that everybody knew is the one way that you could bring it down. I watched the McLaughlin Group regularly, and everybody on that panel, all five of them said that's the one way, and it's the one thing he didn't do. This guy has been a total disappointment on every front. I thought he'd be really good on environment, you know, the president. I thought he'd be really good on the environment and home front and all that, and I thought he'd be horrible overseas on the national stuff, you know, like he's done exactly the opposite of what I do, you know. I thought he's done great overseas with all the drones and all the, you know, the marking people who need to be taken out and taking them
right.
out. And then
right.
on the home front, he blew it. I thought he'd be great with the environment and the, you know, the green factor. I thought, you know, he'd do something like, you know, make it mandatory that any federal buildings that are being put up now have to have solar panels on them, you know, taxes, you know, tax breaks for any companies that'll, you know, convert to green, you know, anything green and stuff like that. And he just bungled it all and no clarity, said it'd be the most, you know, transparent presidency. And it's just been awful. He has really fumbled the ball.
And yeah, I agree with you. I agree. I say he's ineffective, but for a lot of the reasons you said, that's interesting. Because I say the same thing with the drones. I get hammered sometimes on the drones, but I like the drones. I like targeting the people, taking out Bin Laden, all that. I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. But then on the home front and the lack of clarity, you said it, John. He's not transparent. Even the most liberal person I know that covers the White House says they are anything but transparent.
It's
They're not.
It's been a mess.
Yeah.
You know, and ream rodding it all down our throat the way he did. You know, he just forced it. And when he had, you know, the House, the Senate and the House, he could have done whatever he wanted. So you got to imagine he got what he thought he wanted. He bungled it 100%.
Yeah, and there 100%. Could be, we'll see, what happens, you know, is it going to be another 4 years? And then what does that ultimately mean? Or no, as you say, he's bungled it. So has he bungled it enough that independents and some Democrats, thanks, John, decide that they just can't vote for Obama based on what they've seen? Even it's interesting, John brought up the whole green initiative, and the problem is the money that was dumped in such terrible places. Like Solyndra is the easy one. It's the whipping boy of everything. But it's an obvious one because China was already producing all those solar panels so cheaply and everybody was buying them. They weren't going to buy them from Solyndra that cost four times more. That wasn't happening. Hello, Aaron in Missouri. Aaron.
Yes, hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Sandusky, you're asking us to weigh in.
Yes. You know, you saw that he was convicted on all those counts, and now it's a question of what he ultimately is going to be sentenced to, but it's probably going to be for sure life in prison.
As far as sentencing and life in prison, I hope that the folks that he's in jail with take it into their own hands and give him the Dahmer sentence with a broomstick up the butt.
Well, you know what, Aaron, here's the thing. When you're in prison, and supposedly he's going to a special prison where there are other sexual offenders, when you're in prison, as you know, anybody who is a raper or anybody who is a molester, they don't last very long. They take the prison population takes it into their own hands, so to speak, because you know, they got mamas and sisters and brothers and whatnot, and that's just the way it goes when somebody gets into prison. It's pretty much known. And even the guards, even though if I were to have a warden on, and I've been to a couple of different prison systems in Lompoc, I went, they have all three. They have a maximum security, I'll call it a minimum security. And then they have kind of a ranch. It's not really a country club, but it's a working ranch where you've got sometimes a small petty thieves or whatever that will work there that are on. They're in prison, but they'll work on this ranch. It's interesting. But having spent time with the wardens in those three situations, oh, there's no doubt. There's plenty of things they'll tell you off the record, and there's a pecking order, and it's really, really true. So he wouldn't last very long. However, they're talking about putting him in a special facility for sexual offenders, which I didn't even realize there was one of those in Pennsylvania, if that's where it is. And if he goes there, well, that's probably a whole different story. I said it, you know, there's just no way that those, I hope the best for the victims, but how tough is that? To live with what they have to live with in their heart. And they were little boys. They were traumatized, taken advantage of, and They trusted the guy, looked up to him. He took him to games, took him to the Rose Bowl. Can you imagine going to the Rose Bowl when you're just a kid? Of course. Of course you would trust that guy, the coach. He's the coach of Penn State, and yeah, it's such a big football team, and you live around the corner, and, you know, I could go on and on about that one. All right, I promised the payoff on this, though, too. I want to make sure that you hear this for anyone who might have taken Celebrex, heavily defended by its maker, Pfizer, and Pfizer became the maker of it, and the original, I don't even know who the original maker was of it, but they did a long-term study of the drug. It's supposed to be completed in 2014, and the reason why is because they have a thing called patent protection, and it expires. So, you know, I was saying how you see these commercials, and now Saturday Night Live makes fun of them. Probably all of us could come up with a clever joke or two because of all the crazy side effects that they list out, and it makes you, if anything, leery about wanting to take one of those drugs because there's so many side effects, unintended side effects, heart attack, this, that, whatever. And so Celebrex, they're saying that the it's not looking great for Celebrex. I don't know how many people have taken it for how long you might have been taking Celebrex, but it's in doubt as to whether or not this thing stands up. They're saying that Celebrex is no better at protecting the stomach. I read an interesting article about this in the New York Times, is no better at protecting the stomach from serious complications than other drugs, because that was one of the things they claimed, that the new, that it's, you know, this arthritis thing, and that it was so much safer on the stomach than anything else out there that you could take. And the company was concerned about that, or they had a lot, certainly millions, more than millions, riding on this. And apparently it's going to show that it's not any better on the stomach, because that's part of the problem of what happens to the stomach, what happens to the stomach lining and whatever if you're taking these drugs. And it's the company's, it's Pfizer's, Celebrex is Pfizer's one of their best-selling drugs. 2.5 billion in sales. It's prescribed to 2.4 million patients at least last year alone. That's just last year. So altogether, how many people have gotten it? And you think how people get riddled with arthritis. And they say, you know, Pfizer's trying to defend it, and they're saying that it's safe and it's worthy of, you know, being reinstated, basically. It's like remember the whole thing with Vioxx? Ugh. Vioxx and Bextra, both of those had to be pulled 2004 and 5 because of safety concerns. So I wonder if they'll pull this one. I bet they're worried about it. Celebrex is huge for a lot of people taking it, and so there may be a chance that one gets yanked too. Boy, it makes you wonder about all the drugs. That's the whole thing with Big Pharma. Pretty risky, right?
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.